When Fleur Pirates and Julian Boom got married in 2017, only 22 countries worldwide allowed same-sex marriage. The two women, Fleur, who is Belgian, and Julian is Dutch, thought, why not get married in all 22 of them? But after their fourth wedding in Paris, Julian was diagnosed with brain cancer. She died about 7 weeks later, but the story did not end there. Fleur Pirates completed the wedding journey in a new children's book, Love Around the World. She told me she first met her wife at a party in Amsterdam.
And we fell in love instantly, and which was kind of weird because I have been married to a man for 10 years and suddenly I fell in love with a girl. So I was labeled a lesbian, which was kind of weird at the time. The thing was, we were both artists, so we decided to work together, and over time we became more and more activists and advocates for LGBT rights.
So how did this whole idea get hatched to get married in 22 different nations? And I should point out that as of now, 28 countries now allow same-sex marriage.
Yes. Well, it came about at one evening. We were sitting at a table with four of our friends, very open-minded friends, and they didn't know that we only could get married in 22 countries. So we thought it was very important to make a project about that, because change starts with knowledge. So we thought, if we can get it out there, that number, people are shocked because people think everything is quite all right with LGBT rights, but actually it isn't.
So you were just out at dinner and a light bulb went off and you and Julian said, hey, let's get married 22 times.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Well, that's a great idea. I mean, this is a really uplifting book, but it also kind of underscores the fact that you're still unable to get married in 170 plus countries. I mean, do you see this book as kind of, it's a children's book, but it's also a work of activism?
It is very much a work of activism, because I would love to point out that you can love whomever you want, you know, because love is love. And what does it matter? Because there are still 71 countries where homosexuality is illegal. In 12 countries, there's a death penalty to homosexuality. That's completely crazy. So I think if that would change a bit, you know, children are our future. These are the ones who have to do it later on. So I think if they can start with an open mind, and hopefully this book is a little part of that.
I mean, these weren't just weddings, though. I mean, they've been described as performance art pieces.
Yes.
Explain what that means. And what that looks
well,
like.
Well, the thing is, of course, we're not going to get married 22 times with a party, because that's, you cannot pay for that. That's so expensive. So we just wanted an official in an official place getting us married, and we will put a camera there and we will just stream it online. So that was the whole project, to do that 22 times in all the different countries.
Mm.
So, but then again, of course, it still stayed very expensive. So we didn't have the money to make the project, but we figured out that if we sold everything we had, we would make it to 5 weddings. And after that, we hoped for an airplane or a bus company to sponsor us in our travel expenses, or we could sleep on people's couches. So we sold everything. We ended up with each one suitcase. But then, of course, after 4 weddings, she died, and I was left with 2 suitcases. That was all I had in the whole world.
Mm. One of the striking things about this book are the illustrations by artist Fatina Ramos. You both depict cultures of these different places so vividly in writing and in pictures. Do you have one favorite wedding of the four that you had with Julian, and what made it your favorite?
It was the U.S. because
really?
I'm from Belgium. She's from Holland, but we really decided that New York had to be the first wedding, because the thing is, you know, in Belgium and Holland, people are like, don't be crazy. You know, every idea that you have is very easily pointed out as megalomaniac. So when we told our story in New York, everybody was like, oh, wow, you're crazy, but it's great. So we actually needed that U.S. energy to get it started.
I feel a kinship there. My mom got married at City Hall in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Fleur Pirates, the author of Love Around the World, a new children's book. Thanks very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you.